Please welcome Mikhail Kanegi. And helping us translation, Robert Gray. Let me begin, if I may. Michael, could you talk a little bit about your choice of the area where you set this story? Is this an area that you know, or how did you choose this particular part of Germany in order to tell this story?
Mm-hmm. Na, der Film sollte in Norddeutschland spielen.
Mm-hmm. Closer to the mic, please, because there are some people who understand.
Ja, der Film sollte in Norddeutschland spielen. Und wir hatten natürlich auch Auflagen von den Förderungen, wo wir was drehen können. Aber es war gedacht, also eben irgendwo zwischen Berlin und der Ostsee. Und wir kamen dann eben auch aufgrund der Förderung, die uns verpflichtet hat, dort das Geld auszugeben, von wo wir es bekommen, haben wir dann begonnen, in der Prignitz, wie dieser Landstrich heißt, zu suchen.
Originally, we intended that we would shoot the film in northern Germany. That's what I had in mind. However, because of the funding agencies and their requirements, we had to shoot instead in the area of Bregenz. They want the money spent in their own territories.
Aber klar war, dass es eben in Norddeutschland sein muss, wegen der protestantischen, wegen der Religion, weil in Süddeutschland halt eher der Katholizismus üblich ist.
But it was necessary, and Michael mentioned that he shot in this area where he wanted to shoot was between north of Berlin. He said that he wanted to take place in northern Germany because of the Protestant area of Germany. In southern Germany, the population is more Catholic.
Can you talk a little bit about your rehearsal process? I mean, often, you know, there are films that have ensembles, but this really has a whole town, a whole community. I'm wondering how you work to bring all these actors together, because the film gives you a really strong feeling of community in terms of really the interconnections between so many people.
Ja, wir haben nicht probiert. Ich habe nur mit diesem Jungen, also mit dem Lehrer und seiner neuen Freundin, der Eva, mit denen habe ich probiert, weil ich auch gecastet habe und für die Rollen jeweils also unterschiedliche Partner ausprobiert habe. Das heißt, die Szenen zwischen dem Liebespaar waren die einzigen, die vorprobiert sind oder vorprobiert waren. Ich probiere nie vor, weil ich nicht daran glaube, weil ich fürchte, dass die Schauspieler durch Proben an Spontaneität verlieren. Es ist so, wie auf der Bühne ist es ja auch so, man probiert und die eigentliche Leistung bekommt man dann erst, wenn das Publikum da ist. Und ich habe das Gefühl, ich habe ja auch lange am Theater gearbeitet, dass es für Schauspieler mehr Druck und mehr hilfreichen Druck gibt, wenn man erst vor der Kamera das zum ersten Mal ausprobiert. Ich drehe auch immer sehr schnell, also ich mache so Stellproben, damit jeder weiß, wo er hingehört und wann er was tut. Und dann drehe ich sofort, weil sehr oft ist es die erste oder dann die 25.
I didn't do any rehearsals with the actors whatsoever. I'm not sure that it's helpful. I never do that. I did make the exception, however, for the teacher and Eva, his girlfriend, because I wanted to see how they would work as a couple. But I never rehearse, in fact, because I don't believe in it.
First, ich hab, weil die jeweils mit anderen probieren mussten.
Okay. Okay.
Mit anderen Schauspielern meinst
du? Ja, natürlich.
I did rehearse also with other actors to see who came off best as a couple.
So das Mädchen hat mit 5 anderen probiert und der Junge hat mit 5 oder 7 anderen Mädchen probiert. Ne? Dadurch war es gut probiert.
The actress who played Eva, for example, I did rehearsals with 5 other actors who would play her love interest, and similarly the pastor, the teacher rather. I did rehearsals with 5 or 7 other girls to see who formed the best couple. I've worked a long time, Mikael said, in theater as well, and it's my belief that, on the basis of that as well, it's my belief that rehearsals aren't useful. Even in on stage, when you rehearse so long in preparation, it's really only when the actors are under the pressure of having a real audience that things come together and you get the real results. Mikhail tends to shoot his scenes very quickly. There's an initial rehearsal when the camera's in place with the actors, so everyone knows where they're supposed to do, what their movements are, they're marked out, but then he immediately shoots, because it's his impression that most often it's the first take that's the best. It's either the first take or the 25th, he says.
Okay, questions from you, please. Yes.
What was it about the period that intrigued you? Was it because it was the proximity to the war, or was it just what was going on in culture?
Why, in fact, did Mikhail Kanicki choose this period? Was its proximity to the war, or some other factors that made him want to set the film precisely in these years?
Naja, diese Zeit und dieses Land sind natürlich das prominenteste Beispiel für den Horror jeder Form von Extremismus, und deswegen habe ich eben diese Zeit und dieses Land gewählt. Es wäre aber, glaube ich, ein Missverständnis, wenn man den Film auf dieses Land und diese Zeit reduzieren würde.
I chose this period in this country because I think that it offers the most prominent horror of extremism of any kind. That said, however, I think that it would be an error to reduce the film rather to this specific period and to this specific country.
Ich denke, die Deutschen können den Film ruhig als ein Film über Deutschland verstehen, aber die Leute aus anderen Ländern sollten ihn als ein Film über ihr eigenes Land verstehen.
I think that the Germans should see this film as a film about Germany. However, I think in other countries people should see the film as something about their own countries.
Aus diesem Grund ist der Untertitel, der da so in Kurrentschrift geschrieben ist, das heißt eine deutsche Kindergeschichte, auch nicht übersetzt.
That's the reason, for example, why the subtitle that appears on screen underneath when you see the white ribbon, then there's a subtitle written in old-fashioned German handwriting, which says it's a German children's tale. But that, for that reason, that isn't subtitled. It isn't translated.
Yes, ma'am.
We both, the author Miller, the play about the Salem witch trials, and this seemed like another manifestation of the Salem witch trials, where the thinking metaphorically or actually was seething with malice and viciousness and horror underneath what seems like nice, lovely burgers and town people.
This viewer says that the film reminded her of the play by Arthur Miller about the Salem witch trial. Crucible, that's it, the Crucible. And in which you have kind of a calm surface, but underneath are these seething tensions that really are kind of poisoning society. And I think is asking for a comment perhaps on that idea of maybe the parallel between something like witch trials and the film.
Bösheit, ja.
Yeah.
Und eben sie sieht dann eine Ähnlichkeit mit dem Theaterstück von Miller.
Ja, beim Schreiben habe ich nicht an das Theaterstück von Miller gedacht.
When I was writing the script, I didn't have Arthur Miller's play in mind.
Es ist immerhin aber wahr.
See you again in the back. Yes, Simon.
The subtitles, of course, couldn't do justice, but the language of the film is wonderful. I admire it, and I wonder if there's some novelists of the turn of that previous century, like Stifter, or whoever, of the style of the language.
Was very very impressed by the language, thought it was very beautiful in the film, was wondering if in fact there's an influence by earlier novelists perhaps on the style, the way of speaking in dialogue.
Ja, ich habe mich ein bisschen an Theodor Fontane orientiert beim Schreiben.
When I was writing the script, I was more turned to as a reference the German novelist Theodor Fontane.
Das macht ja Spaß, jemanden sozusagen im Stil von jemandem zu schreiben.
And it's always enjoyable to write in the style of another author.
See, yes, in the back there, ma'am.
don't do it any justice at all. And in fact, frequently, the subtitles use little modernisms like kids that I found completely wrong for this. I was just wondering, since you're so precise about everything else, if you had any control over the subtitles, because I think you really do lose something.
Question about the subtitling. Did Michael Haneke have any control over it, since this viewer found sometimes some modernisms and other infelicities that kind of ruin the quality of the translation?
Naja, das Problem ist natürlich bei Untertiteln, dass man immer sehr verkürzen muss, weil sonst die Leute nicht den Film sehen, sondern nur die ganze Zeit die Untertitel lesen. Und in dem Film wird ja sehr viel geredet. Wie weit das jetzt im Stil, diese Verknappung im Stil, den Stil beeinflusst hat, kann ich nicht genau beurteilen. Es haben sich mehrere Leute, also Profi-Übersetzer für Titel, damit befasst und sich gegenseitig überprüft. Ich kann das nicht überprüfen, weil mein Englisch dazu nicht ausreicht.
The problem with subtitles is that you have to reduce condense the language so much, otherwise you would be reading the subtitles rather than watching the film. As to the style of the subtitles or the style of the English, I can't judge it. We had several professional subtitles work on the translation and revise each other. My English isn't good enough to judge whether the quality of the translation.
Michael, could you talk a little bit about the use of black and white? What was it like for you to work in black and white, and was it always part of your vision of the film?
Ja, es war von Anfang an klar, dass ich den Film in Schwarz-Weiß machen will, aus zwei Gründen. Erstens ist es die Zeit in der Geschichte, die im allgemeinen Bewusstsein Schwarz-Weiß überliefert ist. Das war die Erfindung der Fotografie und alles, was wir über diese Zeit an Bildmaterial kennen, ist Schwarz-Weiß. Und der Gedanke war natürlich, dass man, wenn man den Film in Schwarz-Weiß dreht, es dem Zuschauer erleichtert, in diese Welt, die er schon über die Fotos kennt, einzutauchen. Das ist der eine Grund.
It was from the very beginning clear to me that I wanted to shoot the film in that black and white. There were two reasons for that. The first is that when people think of that period, they think of the period in black and white. It was right after the invention of photography, and the images that we know from that period have been transmitted to us in black and white. For that reason, it seemed to me that it would be easier for the spectator to enter into that period.
Das ist der zweite Grund ist, dass das Schwarz-Weiß natürlich immer eine gewisse Distanzierung hervorruft. Also ein Schwarz-Weiß-Foto gibt nicht vor, die Wirklichkeit eins zu eins abzubilden. Also das heißt, die Funktion des Schwarz-Weiß in diesem Film ist eine ähnliche wie die des Erzählers, der ja auch den Film beginnt, indem er sagt, ich weiß nicht, ob alles, was ich Ihnen erzählen will, der Wahrheit entspricht. Manches weiß ich nur vom Hörensagen. Das heißt, der Film behauptet nie, die Wirklichkeit abzubilden, sondern er gibt sich als Artefakt zu erkennen und nähert hoffentlich das Misstrauen des Zuschauers in den Realitätswert von Film im Allgemeinen. Ich habe auch in meinen anderen Filmen immer wieder versucht, die sozusagen den Zweifel zu nähern, dass das, was der Zuschauer da auf der Bühne sieht, die Wirklichkeit ist.
The second reason that I chose to shoot in black and white is that black and white always creates a certain distance in the spectator. It works against films that claim or seek to reassure the spectator, claim that they're reproducing reality in one-to-one in a realistic manner. In the same way, the film begins with a narrator who says that the tale that he wants to tell us, he's not sure if he remembers it correctly, he's not sure if it's actually what happened, so much of what he is going to tell us is based on hearsay. For example, the film in both those manners never claims that it is offering an accurate depiction of what actually took place. Rather, it offers spectators artifacts, and Michael says that he always tries to arouse a sense of mistrust in the audience towards what they will be watching. They're not he's not offering them a realistic depiction of what took place then, and that's something that marks all of Michael's films.
Was it different for you in terms of composition, composing the images and your visual strategies? How did it change in terms of your relationship, say, with your art director working in black and white?
Hat das, also das, die Wahl vom Schwarz-Weiß, das Bild hier irgendwie, wie du mit der, Art, der Kamera gearbeitet hast, wie?
Nö, es hat eigentlich nur die Dekoration betroffen, also vor allem die Kostüme, weil natürlich verschiedene Farben in Schwarz und Weiß unterschiedlich reagieren. Also das Schwarz-Weiß reagiert unterschiedlich auf unterschiedliche Farben und wir mussten also da aufpassen, dass wir bestimmte Farben vermeiden im Kostüm. Das war aber eigentlich alles. Natürlich war, um das Schwarz-Weiß noch zu Ende zu bringen, die Postproduktion außerordentlich schwierig, weil heute ja kaum mehr Filme in Schwarz-Weiß gedreht werden, leider Gottes. Und die Erfahrung in den Labors relativ gering ist. Das heißt, wir haben sozusagen mehr oder weniger den Film neu erfunden und es war manchmal etwas zeitraubend und mühsam. Ich habe ja gehört, dass Sie heute Filmvorführung und keine Digitalvorführung hatten. Es wird Ihnen aufgefallen sein, dass die Anfangstitel unscharf waren. Dafür muss ich mich entschuldigen. Wir haben also monatelang daran gearbeitet, diese Titel scharf zu kriegen, die in der Digitalprojektion ganz messerscharf sind. Und es war einfach nicht möglich. Es haben drei Länder sich darum bemüht, Österreich, Deutschland und Frankreich, und niemand hat es geschafft.
No, in fact, working with black and white didn't mean any working differently in terms of the camera or art direction. The only exception for that would have been with the costumes, because different colors are reproduced differently in black and white. They come off differently, so we took care in the choice of the colors of the clothing. But that said, the difference that it did have was during post-production, which was very different. Labs today have very unfortunately, so few films today are shot in black and white, unfortunately, so labs have very little experience with that film stock. We more or less had to reinvent the wheel, go back and reinvent this process. It was extremely difficult and time-consuming. I've heard that for technical reasons, the projection at the press projection right now was with a 35 millimeter film print, not a digital copy, and I apologize for that, because you will have noticed that the opening credits, for instance, weren't quite as sharp as they should have been with the digital print. The opening credits are sharp as a knife blade. We worked, we spent months, literally months, after finishing the digital print, digital copy, to work and perfect the 35 millimeter print. We did that in three different countries, in Austria, Germany, and France, with the best labs there, and we're still not entirely satisfied with the results.
Gedreht wurde der Film in Farbe. Ne? Wir haben ihn in Farbe gedreht. Das war notwendig, weil das Schwarz-Weiß-Material nicht empfindlich genug ist, um mit Petroleumlicht und Kerzen zu drehen. Also wir mussten in Farbe drehen und haben es dann im digitalen Prozess schwarz-weiß gemacht und auf Schwarz-Weiß-Material ausbelichtet.
We, however, shot the film on color film stock. The reason is that black and white film stock isn't sensitive enough for us to be able to shoot using candlelight and kerosene light. We shot in color and then digitally reduced that to black and white.
Yes.
Hi. I'd like to ask you further about the imaging, about your images. You mentioned your work in the theater, and I think that your approach to the frame is a rather frontal one, and you seem to use a tremendous amount of symmetry. There's a lot of static, and there seems to be a position of strength right in the center of the frame, where you frequently have a door, or you have someone's head, a person who's speaking. I wonder whether this is a way of further distancing the audience and making them more reflective, or what your intention is in framing in that way. And then another question on quite a different subject, in fact, and I just wonder whether you have some abiding sadness in you that produces this kind
abiding sadness,
permanent
trauer,
yeah, this ethos on the screen.
Two questions. First has to do with the framing in the film, which this viewer, citing Mr. Haneke's experience in the theater, says is often quite symmetrical, often has objects or people in the center of the frame, sometimes a door, sometimes a head, and in a sense, the viewer becomes very conscious of the symmetry of this kind of framing. And could you talk about his use of that technique, and indeed what he hopes to achieve by it? And the second is, does Mr. Haneke have a sadness inside him? An abiding sadness inside him. Sorry.
Was? Nichts. Zur ersten Frage. Natürlich versuche ich, was ich zuerst gesagt habe mit dem Schwarz-Weiß und mit der Erfindung des Erzählers, natürlich versuche ich, eine Filmsprache zu finden, die den Zuschauer ermöglicht, eine gewisse Freiheit gegenüber dem Bild zu entwickeln. Film ist ja das Manipulationsmedium Nummer eins, und ich denke, es ist eine Frage des Respekts vor dem Zuschauer, diese Manipulation so gering wie möglich zu halten. Sie ist ja nicht zu vermeiden, aber ich denke, man sollte dem Zuschauer die Möglichkeit geben, seinen eigenen Standpunkt zu entwickeln, und dazu gehört nicht nur die Dramaturgie, sondern natürlich auch die Art und Weise, wie etwas gefilmt wird.
Mal die erste Frage.
First question.
The first question dealing with the framing, and yes, my conception of the framing corresponds also to my choices of black and white, and as I mentioned before, the use of the narrator. I'm trying as much as possible in my film to create a possible space for the spectator where the spectator can develop a certain freedom with respect to the image. Film is the number one medium of manipulation, but out of respect for the spectator, I try to reduce that manipulation, my manipulation of him or her, to the as much as possible. That said, of course, you can't avoid a certain manipulation in the first place, but I try to give the spectators the freedom to develop their own standpoint, their own perspective on what they are witnessing. And I just want to try and read my notes, sorry. That's behind the decision I make of every formal aspect of the film. And not only in terms of the script, but also in every formal aspect of filmmaking.
Ja, zur Frage zwei. Also Sie müssten meine Frau fragen, die sitzt ohnehin hier. Ich glaube nicht, dass ich also ein sehr depressiver Charakter bin. Aber ich denke, wenn man Drama macht, hat man sozusagen die Aufgabe, die Konflikte, die uns umgeben und mit denen wir täglich konfrontiert sind, auch von Grund auf zu behandeln. Und ich wundere mich immer, warum im Mainstream-Kino sozusagen die Probleme verharmlost werden. Sie sind nicht haben. Es ist eine Frage auch des Respekts gegenüber dem Zuschauer, dass ich ihn so ernst nehme, dass er die Wahrheit aushält. Und die Wahrheit ist halt, wenn man Probleme schildert, nicht immer so lustig. Also gibt es ja genügend Spezialisten, die lustigen Filme machen. Und ich denke, man sollte von einem Schuster nicht verlangen, dass er einen Hut macht.
As to the second question, I don't think that I'm a depressive kind of person myself, but you'd probably best ask my wife, who's sitting at the back of the theater, for her opinion. That's to say, however, that I believe that drama has the obligation to deal with the conflicts that surround us and with which we're confronted in our daily lives. That's our responsibility to deal with this. I'm always surprised by mainstream cinema that seeks to sweep under the carpet or make harmless very serious questions that we're confronted with. I think that I respect the spectator so much that I want to take seriously the questions that he or she is confronted with, problems that aren't so funny at all. There are enough specialists for films that try to merely amuse. I don't think that one should ask a cobbler to make a hat.
Okay, one more. Yes, gentleman right here. The question is, what do you think American audiences will make of The White Ribbon?
Ich lasse mich überraschen.
I'm looking forward eagerly to see how they'll respond.
Okay, I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Michael Haneke, thank you very much. Robert, and thank you very much for coming.